Hello and welcome to this podcast, as today we talk about childhood trauma and in particular childhood adversity. I'm Werner van der Westhuizen and welcome to this podcast. So why talk about trauma? It's something that is really everywhere, and the kind of trauma that I'm talking about today is not the kind of big trauma that we see, the kind of big events that's obvious. It is the kind of trauma that children experience that tends to fly underneath the radar and is not always picked up by the adults around them. It's a kind of trauma that's really pervasive and persistent. And so we can talk about toxic stress or chronic stress. Now, children are particularly vulnerable to this kind of toxic stress, especially between the ages of after birth to 3 years, but even up to the age of 6 years, they are very vulnerable to this kind of stress. It's a kind of stress in the childhood environment that may occur both inside or outside the home. And the more a child is exposed to it, the more the developing mind is compromised. Now, children who live in this kind of chronic or chaotic or toxic stress environment really operate from a situation where their survival brain is active all of the time, which means that it prevents the development of executive function in the brain, the kind of brain development where we make decisions that helps us to make judgments. And that kind of development cannot occur literally because of the child's effort to regulate the stimuli of a stressful environment. Executive function in the brain does not happen when the survival brain is activated all of the time. Now, when children experience toxic stress, chronic stress, the body's response really is to release cortisol and adrenaline. And because this is to help a person survive in a stressful situation, it also inhibits learning. And if that happens all the time, we can understand that children don't fare so well at school, why they struggle to make good decisions. Now, one of the ways to address this kind of trauma, it may sound very simple, but it really is through relationship. Not just any kind of relationship, but relationships that are secure and safe. Also safe environments. And that has been the cornerstone of social work and clinical social work. Exactly the relationship over and over again, that is what we come back to. Some people think that it's important to develop a relationship so that we can implement therapeutic interventions. But really in this case, the relationship is the therapeutic intervention. It is the cornerstone, it is the foundation of everything that we do to help children who have been exposed to adversity. This relationship is the presence of a attachment figure, a steady attachment figure that offers empathy, curiosity, warmth, and it starts to shift the neurobiology of the child so that more cognitive and effective functionality can start to take place in a healthy way. This is the opposite, really, of the fight and flight response. And because it requires the activation of the frontal lobe, and it allows for decision making and developing good judgment. Now, this relationship, like I said, this is what is curative in and of itself. And this is what we need to focus on, helping children to have safe and secure relationships in their lives, and helping children to have environments that are informed in terms of the kind of stress that they're exposed to and that is responsive. When we do this, we begin to help children to experience themselves as whole. We help children to experience themselves in new ways. And the goal of therapeutic intervention then really is to give the child an opportunity to experience him or herself in a new and a positive way. So that's it, everybody, for today. I hope you found this useful. Keep up the good work, and until I see you next time, cheers.